He became mortal and vulnerable so that he could suffer, be betrayed, and killed. He faced all these things for you, and he thought it worth it. Look at him facing the darkness for you. That will enable you to face any darkness yourself. Timothy Keller. Christmas Day. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Mark 10:45. Jesus came to die for sinners. That is the heart and the essence of what Christmas is all about. From the manger to Calvary, he would live his 33 or so years on this earth in the shadow of the cross. He would suffer in all sorts of ways, and he would be afflicted and tempted in all manners. Jesus came to die. But this is no gloomy statement, because every moment of affliction, every aspect of his life as the suffering servant, was done for our sake. He lived the life we could never live, and died the death we should have all died. When it comes to Jesus' life, you cannot separate the end from the beginning or the beginning from the end, because every moment of his earthly timeline was spent achieving the salvation for a multitude of people from every tribe, tongue, and nation. A multitude which no man could number. Oh beloved, this is the heart of Christmas. That Jesus came to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. If you will but place perfect faith in Jesus, you belong to the many. Rejoice, rejoice. Emmanuel has come to liberate us from the shadow of death and darkness because he came to die. But take heart. For 3 days later, he rose again. And he has been given the name above all names. And at his name, every person who has ever breathed, either here or at the judgment, will confess that King Jesus is Lord. He came, he died, he rose again, and he is going to return. To that we say, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus, once again and for forever. I pray that this little devotional has moved your heart this Christmas by fixing it on the grand reality that Christ came. How much joy exists in knowing he came. But that joy is exponentially heightened when we know why he came. Let every tree you set up during Christmas and every Christmas after serve as a reminder that the one who came was the creator of all things. Let every ornament you ever hang be a reminder that through faith and through faith alone, he has adorned us with his imputed righteousness. Let every moment you spend with your family serve as a reminder that because of his work on your behalf, you have been adopted into the family of God. Lastly, let every light you've ever hung remind you of the light that came into the world and the darkness which will never overcome it. This is the good news of great joy. This is the Christmas story. And I pray that every year, you seek to fill your home with a joyful and exciting anticipation of celebrating the coming of our Lord. And I pray that the heart of praise and joy you are experiencing now will carry over into every day of the new year. God bless and Merry Christmas.